Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you so kindly for coming our way on today. Of course, this is Brother Davis. I'm standing in for Dr. Youngblood, who is still away, taking care of a family situation. As you all may know, we made a mention quite a few times throughout the past weeks that he's been busy with trying to get his son back up to good health. He's been in the hospital, very ill, but prayer has been made without ceasing by the church for him. And we are trusting and depending on God to come through with a miracle for this young man, because we still serve a miracle-working God. And on today, I'm so glad to be able to say that God still has him here. He's not finished with him yet. And I thank and praise God for that, just for that alone, because this young man has been through so much, but yet and still, God still has him here. And I thank and praise God not only for him, but for you and for you and you and you and all the rest of us that are still here. We're still on this side. This is another day that the Lord has made, and we can rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm so thankful for that. We thank and praise God again for Dr. Youngblood, amen, and for, amen, his entire family, and for the entire WTRJ radio family, everyone that's responsible for this broadcast on today. We'll be coming to you from the subject of Christian belief. And there's a question attached to that. What do you believe in light of the threat to not allow you to work, buy, sell, trade, travel, go to a restaurant, shop at a store, attend social events like games, theme parks, visit the sick at the hospital or nursing home, receive medical attention, travel between states in your own automobile, cruise, fly, ride the bus, catch a cab, attend church services, et cetera, et cetera. What should we believe? How should we believe? How should Christians respond on today in light of all the negative information that's being floated around out there about the vaccine, about the coronavirus, and all of these things? We're not saying that the virus is not real. We want you to know and understand that. It is a very real virus. It is very deadly. I have had friends and many loved ones that have been touched by this devastating disease. And I want you to know it's not anything to play with. But people, we do want you to know that in spite of that, God is still in control. He has all power in his hands. And this is why we want to talk to you about believing, Christian belief. What should we believe? I want you to know on today that everything we need to know and believe and trust in is written in the Word of God. When I look at the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, starting at verse number 9, this is what the word said. It says, verse number 9, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath already been of old time, which was before us. So I want you to know on today that in spite of coronavirus, and we're just now getting familiar with the term and all the things that are attached to it, that this virus is not really something brand new. It's new to us because we have never seen it. But according to what the Word of God said, there is nothing new under the sun. And when we look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 15, it says, that which had been is now, and that which is to be have already been, and God requireth that which is past. So coronavirus is nothing new. It did not catch God by surprise. He did not just suddenly jump up out of the chair and say, I got to do something about this. because this coronavirus is here and it's going to destroy a lot of my creation. God didn't do that. God, being an all-wise, all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect God, amen, perfect in his holiness, perfect in his knowledge, amen, he was already prepared for this from the foundation of the world. And let me tell you something. God, amen, Jesus Christ himself, amen, when he came here as a healer. Amen. We want you to know on today that in spite of how bad coronavirus is, God is still a healer. He can heal and he will heal. But it's very important for us to know that we need to learn how to trust, believe, and depend on God. We want to thank and praise God for that on today. Amen. We also have some news articles that we'll be sharing with you. But right now, lest I forget, I want you to know that you can call in on today and be a part of this broadcast, 904-831-0917. You can call us, put your 2 cent worth in, you know, any kind of comments you want to have on what we are saying on today. If you want to add, give us a call on today and we'll be glad to entertain your questions or your comments. This portion of the service is sponsored by Tools for Time. I want you to know, amen, Tools for Time is located at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road. If you're ever riding down that way, look for the giant flag, 165 feet up in the air, the giant flagpole. You will see Old Glory flying, the United States flag. And at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for Time. Telephone number there is 904-260-8744. The address is 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. They also have a website, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. They have all type of equipment that you need to service your lawn with, or if you're planning on opening up your own business, they have all brands of equipment like Honda and Echo, many other brands that are there. So they're right there to be able to help you with all of your needs. Toolsfortime.com. We thank and praise God for that on today. We'll be coming again from St. John chapter 20, verses 27 through 31. We want to put that in here on today, amen, before we take the first caller, amen. But we want you to know on today, it's very important, amen, that God tells us in his word that we need to learn how to trust and believe in him. Because if we don't believe people, we need to know and understand that we have already been defeated. It's very important for us to believe in God. In fact, I want to draw a reference to another scripture until I get, amen, I'm turning to that right now. In the book of St. John, but I want to give a reference to another scripture. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6 tells us, amen, that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, or that God exists, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if you don't have Christ in your life on today, people, get him right now while you have a chance, because you may not have this chance anymore. John chapter 20, and we're just going to read those verses and we're getting ready to take the caller. Amen. John chapter 20, verses 27 through 31. And it says here, this is what he said to Thomas. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing, ing, believing. That carries the idea of continuing belief. You don't just believe God one time or believe him for a certain thing or limit him to one circumstance, because God has all power and he's able to do all things. We got to keep on believing. That's an action word. Amen. It says here, and Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. I want you to know and understand, amen, you are in a good standing on today, because none of us have never seen Jesus Christ in the flesh. But even though we don't see him, if we can just believe, amen, the scripture says, amen, that we are blessed on today. But then when it gets to verse number 31, this is the most important one. I'm skipping down to that. It says, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, there's that word again, ing, a continuous effect, amen, and that believing ye might have life through his name. So my friend, if you're not believing God for everything, no matter how impossible the situation might look in your life on today. You got to keep on trusting and believing. And if you keep on believing, God will work it out for you. Amen. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, with your question or comment.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for your program. How's Dr. Youngblood? Is he okay?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood is fine. He's checking on his family and, you know, the situation with his son right now. But he's doing fine. I spoke with him on yesterday. As a matter of fact, he did yesterday's broadcast, and he invited me to just stand in for him on today until he continues to do the necessary or whatever it takes to take care of his family situation. So, yes, he's doing fine, but you still you need to continue to pray for him and pray for his family.
Well, the Heavenly Father, bless him very much so, Father Yahuwah. And I just want to comment that I did send him some Bible codes about the vaccine, and I just highly encourage the people to not to take it. It is a mark of the beast, the COVID Pfizer vaccine. It is a mark of the beast, encoded in Psalm 119, and to not take that thing. It's got an mRNA, biological weapon in it, and definitely do not want to take that. This may be a precursor to the real mark of the beast where you can't buy or sell without it. So, we need to really press into God hard. And, tonight begins the Day of Atonement. I know some people don't believe in that, but I'm a messianic believer, and I encourage everybody to pray and ask God for forgiveness of sins and, even go online to research that. And, it's a really good thing to do to break all any oaths or curses or pledges that we've done upon our lives. And it's really good to say prayers and break them off our lives. Again, that's the Feast of Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, begins tonight.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank you so much for that, brother. That's encouraging news on today that you're trying to share this information with the body of Christ. And this is what we are. We are fellow ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are wanting to know, amen, God's people. We wanting God's people to know, in other words, the truth. There is truth out there, not an element of truth, but the truth is there. And the only source of truth that we have in this world is the word of God. This is the reason why I have a problem with those who say that they are Christians. You need to go back and examine that word. Look that word up in the dictionary if you'd like. And you will see that that word Christian means follower of Christ. You cannot be a follower of Christ if you don't believe in his word. You must believe in this Bible as being the truth from cover to cover. Or else, my friend, when you pray, this word won't work for you. So it's important for us as believers in Christ Jesus on today to know the word of God. Amen. Jesus prayed for us, amen, for all the believers, amen, in his high priestly prayer in John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. I'm going to share that with you, and then we're going, amen, to a few of the news articles that we have on today. John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. This is what Jesus said. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. So, my friend, when you hear us preaching and teaching the word of God, it's important for you to believe on Christ through the word that we are given, because the scripture promises you salvation. The scripture promises you a blessing. If you will just believe on the word that we are preaching to you, especially when you know that we are preaching and teaching the true word of God. Notice and understand this. Everybody that's preaching and teaching the word of God must also have a life to back that up. In other words, you got to talk the talk and you got to walk the walk. You can't talk the talk and not walk the walk, my friend, because there are too many people out there doing that right now. They're doing it for profit, but this is not what it's all about. I want to see as many people go to heaven as can go. When Christ come, amen, back and raptures the church, my friend, I want you to be in that number, because I plan to be right there. In fact, I know I'm going to be there. Why? Because I'm saved, sanctified, amen, and I have Christ Jesus down on the inside, and I thank and praise him for that, amen. And then we get down to verse number 21. This is what the scripture said, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. So when you look at what this word is saying, and notice and understand this, God doesn't have any reason to lie to you and trap you up. In fact, when you go to Ezekiel chapter 33, I believe it is, I read over there, God said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. God said he doesn't take any pleasure in the death of a sinner. He would rather for the sinner to repent and be saved. So this is why we are here. I'm the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord and make his pathway straight. Amen. You can be saved and you will be saved, but you must come to God and believe that he is, or that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. I have a news article here that says, amen, maddening. In other words, amen, it's a something, I guess, that caused frustration. With Idaho hospitals full of COVID-19 patients, needed care gets delayed. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but I think the same thing happened right there in Jacksonville, where some of the nurses and doctors refused to take the shot. They said they would rather just walk out. And if they do that, people, think about the confusion, the chaos, the panic that the sick people will be in because no one is there to give them the care that they need. The article goes on to say, this is a person here, says Ophelia Ramirez was in some of the worst pain of her life, on par with childbirth, she said. The culprit was gallstones. This is what the person had. They had gallstones, hard deposits that formed in her gallbladder, the small organ that stores bile to aid in digestion. Doctors told Ramirez, 71, that her gallbladder would have to come out, but they couldn't be sure when. Isn't that something? For you to come down and need emergency surgery, and these doctors tell you they don't know when they'll be able to do it, and you're laying there racking with pain, your body racking with pain. Listen to what else the article says. Ramirez received her diagnosis as the Treasure Valley's two major healthcare systems announced that they would pause or delay non-emergency surgeries and procedures. Her doctors had to weigh her gallbladder surgery against the other medical needs they were facing and decide who could wait. Isn't that a bad situation to be in? Here you are, needing emergency life-saving surgery, something that could probably save your life. And here they are, torn between two opinions, whether they ought to do the surgery or whether they ought not to do the surgery, or who should they do the surgery on first, and you're standing there in a time of need. The article goes on to say, my doctors told me, this is what the lady said, this surgery was not a done deal. There was a big chance this might not happen, Ramirez said in a phone interview. Idaho's latest pandemic surge has placed a huge strain on the state's hospitals, a reality that is affecting Idahoans who haven't contracted COVID-19. Some doctors say they are trying to continue business as usual, but others say delays created by the most recent surge are unequaled and will ripple into the future as patients avoid preventative care or delay early intervention. And the article has so many more other things to say on that, but we want you to know, all of this information out there, when you look at this person, where they are, and I hope and pray that they've already had the surgery that they needed to save their life or to at least help them along. But what if this was your particular situation? What if you were sitting there waiting for a surgery like this that could help you or save your life, and you're looking at these people trying to make up their minds, what are they going to do? My friend, that's going to be the time you're really going to need to know the Lord. You're really going to need to know his word. You're really going to need to know how to trust and believe in him for your healing, for your deliverance, for your salvation. Because when it comes down to situations like this, mankind will always fail. Here's another article that says, how common are breakthrough infections? I want you to know this on today. I've heard many a times throughout the past few days how many people that have already taken all three shots and are still coming down with COVID. That sounds kind of unusual. For me, then, why would there be a need to take the shot if it's not stopping you from catching the COVID? We need to notice and understand this. This is the reason why I'm thankful for that brother that just called in and said he had information to share with you on that shot, or why you shouldn't take it. And I know there's many that will say on today, they'll debate one way or the other why you should take it. Some might say why you should not take it. Well, if you've already taken it, my friend, I'm not coming down on you. That's your choice. I mean, and if you don't take it, then that's still your choice. We need to notice and understand this. Everybody has got to make a decision for their own selves. But the most important part of this is when you make a decision, make an informed decision. Don't get out there and jump and do something out of fear, because the Bible tells us this kind of fear has torment. In other words, you will never rest easy if you have this kind of worldly fear that's here. And everything that I'm seeing on the news connected to the virus and the information out there on the COVID, we seem to have people out there that's stirring this information more and more in a negative way to generate fear among the public, so that you wouldn't know who you need to listen to or who you need to trust in. But for the Christian, this should never be. For as long as you have the Word of God, you have the source of truth that you need to help you along out of your situation. Next thing we need to know, as Christians on today, all faith should not be in man, but in God alone. When you read Psalm 146 and 3, it tells us, amen, how we ought to trust in God, how we need to place our trust in Him and in Him alone, because the arm of flesh will fail us. People, let us don't be deceived on today. That's one of the first signs that Jesus said when the disciples asked Him in Matthew chapter 24, what shall be the sign of your coming when you get ready to return? The first thing Jesus said to the disciples, He said, let no man deceive you. Deception is the first sign. And we see a lot of that going on out there in the world on today. So Christians, know this and understand this. You won't be deceived if you trust in God, if you believe in His word, if you take His word at face value. And I'm gonna tell you something, I don't have any better sense than to believe everything that's in the Bible from cover to cover. I accept this whole Bible as the truth from cover to cover. No, I have not seen it all come to pass yet. But the thing that I don't understand and that I don't know, I still trust, because that is God. And when it comes down to any situation, anytime I run across any portion of scripture in there that I don't fully know and understand, I search it out. I sit back and research it. Dr. Youngblood has a saying. He say, context, 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 context. We have to learn how to take scripture in context, because we have to know what's there. Sometimes we put things there that are not there. But if you put in place the things that are there, it'll work out in sequence for you, because this is the kind of God that we serve. We serve a God of order on today. So know and understand, it's important for us as Christians on today to know and trust and depend on God and have faith in God and in God alone. The next thing believers need to know and understand, that they must take a stand in these dark and devastating days for persecution. I mean open persecution. At one point in time, we never thought we would see this in the United States of America. But now, a lot of your rights are being eviscerated. This is on the fast track on today. They are telling you, you can't go in certain places without the vaccine passport. Like the young man just got finished saying, this may not be the mark, but this is a precursor to the mark. And if you let them get away with this, what do you think they'll end up doing next? Notice and understand this. I've heard the saying, amen, many a times down through the years. If we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything. And I don't believe that God wants that to come down upon any of His people who trust and believe in Him on today. Amen. And the next thing we need to know on today is that every Christian must have Jesus Christ as their rock and shield. Know this and understand this. Jesus made a promise in the Great Commission. He said that He will be with us always, even to the end of the world. My friend, that's all I need to know. If I don't have anybody else and I got Jesus, that's all I need. In fact, the scripture lets us know, if God is for you, He's more than the whole world against you. So people, what we need to learn to know how to do on today is to stand on the word of God. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. I've never known God to lead us down a dead-end road. Amen. So when we look at, amen, here's another article I have on today. Says that the data emerged showing more differences between COVID vaccines. Some say one vaccine is better than the other one. Some say one vaccine don't work. Some say one vaccine, you should take that one and don't take any more. Notice and understand this. It's important for us to get the truth so that we would know what we need to do when we face these situations on today. These negative things that are going on right now in this world concerning this vaccine and all this other stuff has caused a deep divide in society. I have seen love sucked right out of families because you have the ones that have been vaccinated that are turning against the ones that's not been vaccinated and vice versa. People, I don't think this ought to be so. God never intended for this to be so in the first beginning, because the scripture lets us know that God is love. And if you are a Christian, you ought to be a person of love. Notice and understand this. The way is not going to be easy all the time. In fact, when you think about God, he loves the unlovable. Yes, even those Al-Qaeda's and all those other people that say there is no God. There are people out there that say that God don't exist. He loves them. There are people out there today that want to kill Christians on every hand. He still loves them. In fact, my friend, if you look at what the scripture says, it says John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, E-T-H, that carries the idea of keep on believing, not just one time. He that believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, those very same people that are enemies of the Christian world, God sent his son here to die for them likewise. God doesn't want to see anybody perish and go to hell. In fact, the scripture says that hell was made for the devil and his angels. But know this and understand this. Simply because there are people that refuse to believe, those that walk away and continue to live in unrighteousness, people, they are going to end up going to the place, amen, of hell and death and torment. Not because God sent them there, because we can't turn around and point the finger at God and say, why would a loving God send anybody to hell? God is not sending them to hell. You're sending yourself there by not doing right. So notice and understand this. We have to learn how to trust and believe and depend on God. Trust in his word on today. Amen. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. We're coming up to the top of the hour news break on today. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. Come right back and join us after the news break. Oh, okay. Amen. So, well, let me go back. He said, I still got a little bit more time. All right, here, we want to talk about the difference between the two vaccines just for a minute. The studies have evaluated different measures of effectiveness, but all have found that effectiveness against severe disease remains relatively high. In other words, amen, we're going to give you some more on this vaccine, amen, and what you should do about it after the news break. But my friend, make sure you know and understand everything you need to know about this before you make a decision. Hang in there. We'll be right back after the news break.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.